Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Overwhelmingly my favorite character.
Convy's real good at playing along with that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sean is to a certain degree.
He's getting way better than he used to be.
I think. Are we? Could we? We may be live, so please do not curse. Greg.
I put a curse on you.
No, not that kind of curse, Matt. He meant like cussing.
You're cursed.
No, he meant like saying like bad words.
All right, we are live.
Curses.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Josh here with the Hump Day Nooner. Because it's sexual. I'm here with...
That's not at all what that means, the hump. The hump, it's not a sex thing.
Hump day?
No, that's
man.
It's the middle of the week.
Sexy hump day nooner.
No, you're going
where
over.
You do it at noon.
No, you go over the hump of the week.
Oh, I'll go over any hump you want. I'll go over all the humps.
Like a camel.
I've never done that. I'm not sick. So I'm here with comedian Greg Warren, one of my best friends, and has mentored me and helped me out a lot. So. If you ever see my act, you can partially blame him.
I take very little responsibility for that. That is not. No. Just
actually,
no.
The first time I ever guested on the Bob and Tom show, Greg was also on.
I was.
Yeah, so that's fun. But we've traveled around doing comedy. I've opened
Son
for
of
him.
A bitch showed me up that day.
I've opened up for him numerous times, and we've become very, very good friends. And so ask us anything you might want. To ask about the show.
Is this a question and answer
about
type
being
thing?
A comedian? Yeah, the our listeners and friends on Facebook are going to. He's out. I guess I should have gone over this with him before we started this. So it'll just be me.
I'm back.
Oh, they told you what?
It over, and I probably should have read the email and stuff.
Okay, good. Yeah. So yeah, ask us about.
So we just ask questions, and then they give us the answers.
No. They're going to ask us questions, and you answer. He didn't read it well enough. So while he peruses that, I do want to tell you a little bit about the hat I'm wearing. This is the new Bob and Tom.
I looked it over. Everything. I got it now.
Good. Yeah. What did you call it? Mossy oak.
I think that's mossy oak.
Okay, yeah. It's sort of a camouflage or mossy oak, whatever.
Mossy oak is a type of camouflage, and I think that's it. It's like a hunter type of camouflage.
Oh, gotcha. Hunter would wear mossy oak camo?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's got the Bob and Tom words, the Bob and Tom show on here, and you can buy it at bobandtomstore.com.
Yes, sir.
Of course, that is Chris Spangle.
Hello.
Good to see you, man.
Nice to see you as well.
You and I have each been busy individually this week and haven't been able to chat too much.
It's the first time I've seen you all week. It's
yeah,
been a sad
we had a little,
week.
Yeah, it has been sad.
We got to hang out Saturday night. I love hanging out with Josh at a social event because we get a lot of quality time because neither of us want to talk to anyone.
We're just shy.
You're right.
And so we end up hovering together in some corner.
At some sort of party, like the nerd corner or whatever.
No, it wasn't a nerd. I mean, he was working the event at like the sound booth, and so I was hanging over.
Over there, with the tech stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Were there any other kind of guys with you over there? Like,
Yeah, man, there's a guy, glasses and, Lenny, and he was there. And
yeah, yeah. Anybody with like Star Wars memorabilia? Or anything?
Oh, yeah, man. There was a guy dressed like Obi-Wan Kenobi there, too. we were talking with him. And
yeah.
But it wasn't the nerd corner. This was just the tech area.
I'm telling you, man, it sounds a whole lot like the nerd corner.
Nah, man. No. I mean, there were plenty of people there who would, like, come over and, like, push us. Like, you know, say, hey, man, good to see you. Like, that kind of thing. Like, hey.
Anybody get a wedgie over there?
Oh, yeah, we all did. But that's sort of like that's how
people
you
say hi to each other.
Yeah, man. They were just, you know,
I got to tell you, man. I mean, I wasn't there, but it sounds a lot like the nerd corner.
No. It was good. We were definitely the cool guys. Uh-huh. So, do we have any questions coming in?
Yes. Nick wants to know, do either of you have a plan to do a Netflix special?
I do not. Greg?
A lot of plans, they're not that interested.
Okay, so no, right now not working on a Netflix special.
No, working on a block of material. I don't think it's going on Netflix.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All
Thanks
right.
for asking, though, man. That's pretty cool.
Let's see. Justin wants to know, what type of shows do you watch off air by yourself, alone?
Hmm. Greg, I know you and I both have an affinity for some of those cop procedurals.
Yeah, Blue Bloods.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, and you watch that, right?
No, I've never seen it.
I thought that you said you did. You set me up.
Right? I've seen a couple episodes, but I haven't watched it consistently.
I've watched Blue Bloods,
so I shouldn't say I've never seen it.
I'm in a rut, man. Well, there's the new episode. It's Amazon Prime. It's that cop thing with. It's based on a series of Bosch. Bosch.
I love those books are great by Michael Connelly.
Yeah, I love the books, but the third season is coming. Third or fourth season is coming out in like this weekend, and I really want to watch that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I also watch. I'm trying to think what I DVR.
Horror movies. That's all you.
I love
horror movies.
I do. Yeah, but in terms of television, I DVR The Walking Dead, the McFarlane cartoon, Simpsons, Ghost Adventures. Bill, right now, my favorite show on TV is Billions.
Showtime. Dan Soder, a comedian, very funny comedian, is on that.
He's good.
Yeah, Mafi.
Yeah.
He's really good on that. Yeah. I auditioned for that, I think.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Not that role, but that show.
No, yeah, the show, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Cody wants to know, do you guys ever hang out when you're both home in St. Louis?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yep. We'll go get something to eat, or we'll just go get coffee, or we'll hang out at the comedy club.
Yeah. Some of the funnest times I've had.
Yeah.
I was waiting to see if he was serious.
I was, man. I thought of a couple. I was trying to think. It sounded, you know.
What'll happen a lot of times is what you witnessed with that nerd corner thing, where we'll all of a sudden get into these stupid, like, they're almost improv games.
Improv sketches that nobody else finds really all that interesting.
Yeah, no, they usually end up annoying everybody else, but we end up doing that kind of thing.
I mean, a lot of times I'll just... Like, Josh was working the Funny Bone in St. Louis. He was home for a couple of days last weekend, and I went up to see him. And hung, you know, it's kind of a pretty cool place to hang out. There's a lot of characters up there.
Yeah. The staff is interesting and fun.
Yeah, we were throwing biscuits at the throwing biscuits and sausages at the box office guy one New Year's Eve.
Yeah, one New Year's Eve. It might sound cruel if you don't know him, but he absolutely deserved it.
He had it coming.
Yeah.
Josh and I were throwing sausages at the box office guy. And then the owner walked by, and we thought we were going to get trouble. And he was like, he started throwing sausages at the box office guy, and he thought it was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you two are in St. Louis together at the same time. How many days are you out on the road?
I would say I'm maybe 200 days a year on the road. So, I mean, most weeks I'm doing something. But, you know, there's those, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I do have the occasional weekend off, or I have a gig that's in and around St. Louis. But, yeah, I would say 200 days a week is probably par for the course, maybe a little more. Yeah.
How long have you done comedy?
Full-time since 2001, but I was doing it. I had a day job. I was working at Procter & Gamble selling Pringles potato chips for 10 years, and I was doing it. Off and on during that period of time at night, and you know, well, obviously you do it at night, but as a second job, and the last 5 years of that, I was doing it a lot.
Okay, that makes sense. Why someone just asked what your favorite flavor of Pringles is?
You know, I mean, here's what I think. I really the red can. I mean, that's
the original,
and that's but there used to be this. I don't know if they still have it. It was like a silver can. It was called Right Crisp. First, it was called Light, and then. because of the FDA laws, we couldn't call it light because it wasn't light enough. So it was called Right Crisp, but it was like their lighter version of regular, and it was pretty awesome. So that I think that's my favorite. I bet you they still have some version of that. Yeah.
All right.
What do you guys think, Red Can? What percent of the business do you think that is?
Oh, man, I'm going to go 60.
75.
Spangle's closer. Yeah, I mean, at one point it was like 82, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, big, big, big deal. I'm probably going to get in trouble for disclosing this kind of stuff, man.
big non-disclosure agreement of Pringles.
Man, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
I would think those numbers would be available to the public.
No, just, you know, I mean, yeah, they put out some numbers, but those aren't the numbers, you know.
Oh, well, I think you can get in trouble for saying that. Not the first thing. That thing, that's what's going to get you in trouble.
Oh, boy. I knew I shouldn't have gone on this thing.
Kelly wants to know if you have a favorite joke of the others. So she asked Greg, what is your favorite Josh joke? But I would say, Josh, what is your favorite Greg joke as
right.
well?
There's a moment when you used to do the thing about the turtle. Who was talking to the turtle?
I did a bit about a turtle being, I saw a turtle get run over by a car. And what happened was the car didn't run over it. It just sort of skimmed the turtle and the turtle shot out from under the car. And then the turtle talks to the driver. Oh, thanks a lot, pal. Now I'm going to be, I told my wife I'd be home tomorrow.
What's the one where somebody's talking to the turtle and going, that's the fastest guy I've ever seen?
Oh, a snail.
The snail.
Yeah, yeah.
The snail is talking about the turtle. That's fast.
Oh, man, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, that's the fastest guy I've ever seen, man. He's
yeah. It's so silly.
It's one of my favorite moments, yeah. Every time I laugh at that. that's the fastest guy I've ever seen, man.
Greg has... maybe my all-time favorite bit of yours is the working at Denny's and you mixed up the sausage patties with the sausage links.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the guys on the kitchen staff are making fun of you. And yeah. I love it so much because you are just, you're a victim and you don't deserve the abuse that they give you and you just have to take it.
I have to sit there and take it.
Yeah, yeah. Every time you try to explain yourself, it just makes it worse.
Yeah.
It's great.
Thanks, man.
I have to alert you to a fun game that's going on in the chat room.
Oh.
Lots of people are asking, Josh, do you chew Skol? All you need to do is keep the hat, cut off your sleeves, and you got a new bit.
He does, man. He's got the Carhartt and the... I mean, you really look like for a guy that's not a working man.
do you have an American flag shirt on underneath?
I fish. I don't know. No, I'm trying to push the new hat.
Gosh, going to Long John Silver's is not fishing.
No, man, I asked them to sort of keep it away so that I bring in a little rod and reel,
and you've tried it.
Yeah.
That's still
no, it's fishing. I catch fish.
You catch sometimes fish fillets.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Man, those aren't easy to catch.
They're not. Yeah.
Treble hook. I'm just pushing the hat. Relax. BobandTomStore.com.
Mossy Oak.
Mossy Oak.
Maybe it's Realtree.
It's not Realtree.
What's Realtree?
The other version. There's two candy patterns.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant this is like real.
Realtree.
No, it's not
made out of real tree.
I think that you made that out of a real tree.
I thought he was being silly.
Which happens a lot. Doyle wants to know, Josh, do you think you could pin Greg in a wrestling match?
No. No, I don't. He has way more upper body strength, and he has so much wrestling experience, and I don't.
It's a good question, though, Doyle.
All right. Ben wants to know, Greg, how many times were you an All-American wrestler?
Once. My senior year. I missed it by one match my junior year.
How many times when you were wrestling another boy did you guys accidentally kiss? Huh?
Next question.
Huh? Kiss a boy?
Spankle, why are you laughing at that? Why? Why? I mean, it's the most obvious place... that you go when you talk about wrestling. Even Tom doesn't do the gay wrestling jokes.
He does them, trust me.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Here comes that boy kissing wrestler.
Wait, that's what he calls
me? Yeah,
you?
Man. Yeah.
He calls me a boy kisser?
Yeah.
He wants me to put it on the website.
What? Yeah, no, yeah, don't do that, man. Yeah. Don't do that.
Boy kissing wrestler.
I don't kiss boys.
In fact, you know, we occasionally play your flute man bit.
Yeah.
But he's had it re-recorded so that it's, hey, kiss a boy.
That's not, man. That's not cool. That's not at all,
kiss a boy, kiss man, Greg. That's what it says.
No,
it's 2018, boys.
No, we're not. There's nothing wrong with it.
All right,
I mean, there's something wrong with it. You're saying that it's a sport. You know that you're.
I just asked if it ever happened.
No,
accidentally. You know, your lips brush.
No, it didn't happen.
You ever squeeze a boy's butt?
No, I mean probably, but not in a.
You did. He admitted it.
Guilty face.
Not in a sexual manner. You know, it was competitive.
Don wants to know, a lady Don wants to know, if you two were to wrestle, would you do it in singlets?
Yes, I could not wear a two-piece. I'd be too shy.
All right. Favorite venue to perform at, according to Christopher? Where do you love to perform?
Oh, I mean, I have a list of them. See, the problem with this question is the manager or owner of one of the places of a place we might forget to mention that could be watching, and all of a sudden we don't get to go back there.
Yeah. I have two favorites right now. One, the Liberty Funny Bone, where I'll be this weekend in Cincinnati, Ohio, a special family show on Sunday. No, I mean, I got to say probably it's the home, you know, the St. Louis Funny Bone. It's a great club, and there's a lot of friends there that work there, but also I see a lot of relatives, and it's fun being at home because I'm rarely there. Yeah.
Several people in the chat are asking, did you ever accidentally check the oil?
It seems like that we're not going to get away from wrestling and some sort of.
Well, you were a wrestler. People want to know about.
Yes, I did.
What is check the oil, like a move? Like,
sticking your finger in a guy's ass.
I'm sorry, what?
That's what check the oil means.
You did that.
Man, I there was a situation. I don't know if I came close to it. Mm. It sounds awful, and it sounds, but it was like a situation where I was the guy had my leg, and I was trying to get around, and I it's a technically a legal move here, and then I might have not like I didn't do like that, you know.
Oh
yeah, I'm not. So we can't swear on this thing, but you can do that to pantomime spreading.
It seems like a double standard, doesn't it?
It's a family show on Sunday at the Funny Bone, 3 p.m. All ages. This kind of nonsense will not be going on.
Rachel asks, Greg, do you get tired of everyone asking about the wrestling that happened decades ago?
No, I enjoy talking about it. I mean, when it's Josh and he's going down the road that he's going down, yeah, it gets a little tiresome when it's always got to be something about gay or body parts or things like that.
I mean, you never
just ask about my career or that kind of thing, you know?
I ask plenty of other questions about wrestling that have nothing to do with body parts or about sexual orientation. For instance, has anybody ever accidentally farted in your face?
That's a body part. It is. It completely is, man.
That's air moving.
Like one of the world's oldest sports.
It's unfair. Yeah. Did you ever accidentally?
No, man. No, I'm not. Rachel, answer your question. I was going to say no, but now, yeah. When it's Josh, yes.
Have you ever had a bad experience in a comedy condo? Don wants to know. Explain what a comedy condo is first.
When you're on the road, you work for a comedy club, you either stay at a hotel or a comedy condo, which is a condo that the club owns or rents, and the comedians that come in every week stay there. Some are nicer than others. I don't know that I've ever had a bad experience per se. It's just some are nicer than others, so some aren't the cleanest or the most comfortable.
I mean, I've sort of gotten to the point in my career where, like, if there's very few anymore. There's very, very few. It's mostly hotels. But if it's bad, I just sort of walk in. I'm like, nope, I'm getting a hotel. I'm not staying here. But honestly, in the past, some of the funnest weeks of my life have been in comedy condos because you're just staying with a couple of comics, and especially if it's your friend. I mean, both of us have had a really good time in the Omaha condo.
Yeah.
That's been really fun. It's a lot of laughs in that one.
I'm not a big fan of traveling, and I always have bad experiences when I travel. So, like, you're out 200 days a year. I mean, do you just have what is, like, the worst traveling experience that either of you have had?
It's so weird with travel now because everything is everybody's stories are so terrible, you know, with the airlines and things. It's like you can always like one up the other one. Like nothing's, it all sort of runs together. I mean, I remember driving in sort of a blizzard, blizzard-like conditions somewhere in the middle of Ohio. It was for a Bob and Tom Market somewhere, I think, way up north on I-75 in Ohio. And I remember thinking, I'm going to die. You know, like it was like a whiteout. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm going to die doing this.
Yeah, I don't have anything too extreme, but they were blizzard-type conditions. And I was sick as a dog at like 102-degree temp. Like, and so it was just awful.
I asked this question. I was like, maybe this will open up an interesting story. And what I got was, yeah, I almost died. And then I almost died.
Yeah.
All right. Amy wants to know, what are your favorite types of donuts?
My donut hierarchy, which I think is out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's public now. Is custard filled with chocolate icing.
Ugh.
Jelly.
Just
not with the powdered sugar, but like a glazed jelly. And third, I'm going to go with like cinnamon bun.
I would say apple fritter is right up there. Like a chocolate glazed cake donut. So it's a cake donut.
Yep.
It used to be called chocolate honey dipped at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not sure what it is. And then Dunkin' Donuts used to have a blueberry cake donut.
Oh, those are real good.
Outstanding. And then, man, your old-fashioned glazed donut, I think. You know, Krispy Kreme type.
Yeah. You like them warm or cold?
Warm. I think warm. Yeah. I don't care for any of the ones that you said. Really? I don't like anything in the donut, like the custard or the the jelly. Yeah.
And I don't think a cinnamon roll is a donut.
It's not, man.
But you know,
thank you, Spangle. Like, yeah, I wouldn't get it. He's my buddy. It's his show. I'm not going to, like, try to make him look like an idiot
I'm not
on his
talking
show
like
anymore
a Cinnabon.
Than he has.
We have to stand for the truth on this show.
You're right, man.
I didn't say cinnamon bun. I said cinnamon roll, I believe. And there is a difference.
There is not.
No. They're baked. They're not fried like a donut.
I think if we were to put this to a poll, man, maybe right down the middle.
All right, leave your comments. Is a cinnamon roll / bun a donut?
I think it can be.
And it's baked. I don't agree.
I'm with you, man.
Thank you, Greg.
But you can go to Krispy Kreme that serves donuts and get a cinnamon roll donut.
You can get a cinnamon roll.
You know what? I might be on the fence. I don't know what my own opinion is on this.
Well, we will have Raymond says not a donut. You're out of line, Arnold. Josh
that's
is
fair,
wrong.
Fair enough,
he is,
Raymond,
man.
Fair enough.
He is.
Nope, not a donut. Coming in hot and fast.
I didn't know I was gonna. I mean, I'm not sure I would have come on this show if I knew you were gonna take some kind of ridiculous stance. It's clickbait.
Insulting.
It's trying to get viewers because you just like make some kind of crazy like cinnamon rolls or donuts just so you can get people to react. You know damn well they're not.
It is a pastry.
A pastry.
Yes. Thank you, Bob or Ron, whatever your name was. Okay. This is also the fattest argument that we've ever had on the Q&A here.
You know those Stolens, those long like.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's definitely a donut. That's definitely a donut.
No, dude.
No, it is. I'm for sure.
Oh, and I've always heard it called Stalin.
Stalin?
I really have.
Have you really?
Yes. Is it stolen?
I think it's stolen.
And
it depends on what neighborhood you're in, but it's.
And is that just a St. Louis thing, or are there?
I think I've heard it called stolen in St. Louis only, but yeah.
But I mean,
I think it might be a German thing. Actually,
have you ever heard of one?
No.
It's like a long pastry with stuff.
And you usually cut them up,
kind of braided.
No, not
no. It's like a big long oval, and it has a cheese
or fruit in the middle.
In the middle,
it's almost like a giant pastry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
A giant Danish almost.
Yeah, it is. It's a giant Danish.
Yeah, and you can cut it into slices.
Yeah.
See, we're based in Indianapolis, and here's the problem with Indianapolis: it has no ethnic culture whatsoever. So we don't have anything like that. So
oh, okay.
We're not exposed growing up to anything that is unique, like one of those foods.
Right.
I'm
trying to think what food is unique to Indianapolis.
Chili's.
Ethnic
food in Indianapolis.
The tenderloin is pretty popular here, like in terms of it being a – that would almost be the signature sandwich, but Not that it was invented here. I don't know.
Chris writes, Arnold thinks a muffin is a donut.
No, I never said that, Chris. Chris, I never said it. I want you to delete that comment right now. Don't you laugh. I never even, and you know I didn't say it.
You think a muffin is a donut?
You heard you I never dummy. Said that. I will shut this down.
Do it again, Chris. Do it again. You dummy.
Hey, you know what's you know better than to tell me things like that when we're doing this.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Guy thinks a muffin's a donut.
Never said it.
What a dummy.
No, that character online said it.
Sean.
Chris, do some more.
Sean, don't encourage them. Sean writes, what food do you look forward to getting from what city?
My favorite, and I've only been able to do this once, and I can't wait to do it again. Rochester, New York.
Oh, the garbage
plate. There's something
plates?
Called a garbage plate. And it might be in other areas of New York as well. I don't really know. But
no, I think it's Rochester. It's okay, our buddy Sean.
It's
O'Brien,
called a garbage plate, and it's one of the greatest things I've ever had.
Right.
There are many different combinations, but essentially it's just a mess of everything you would find at a barbecue in one place, or on one plate. So it'll be a bed of like home fries. And then with macaroni salad on it or coleslaw, whatever you want.
Ugh.
And then ground beef, hot dogs, chili, and it just gets insane. And it's really wonderful.
I hate to do this.
Yeah?
Chris is at it again.
Okay,
what did you say? What is he?
Arnold thinks hamburger is a steak.
Ah! Chris, I never said it. I never
this
said
guy's
that.
A genius.
No.
This guy knows you. He knows you, man.
No, he
this
doesn't.
Stupid.
What, you think I don't know the difference between a burger and a steak?
Ah, man.
I know the difference between a steak and I know the difference between a steak burger and a hamburger.
You don't know the difference,
I know the difference between a ham steak and a steak?
You know. Why would Chris say something like that, man?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
You ban him, and you ban him now.
All right.
This guy's a genius. You don't ban him, man. This guy should have his own show.
You're out of here, Chris.
How about the 12:15-er with Chris? I tune into that every week.
Spangle, is he banned?
He's banned. He's gone.
You're out of here.
He's gone.
Don't, Chris, I'm sorry, man. He's a poor sport baby. Kick him off your show.
Let's take it down a notch.
When I'm in Los Angeles, I really like to go to this restaurant called Hugo's, and it has a really, really great, selection of foods.
Is it like Americana?
Yeah, it's like a breakfast. It is open for dinner too, but it's like a breakfast place. Very healthy foods, and it's just the service is awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Not that we've not been serious, but let's get serious for a moment.
Okay.
Let's talk about your emotions, Greg.
Yeah.
Nathan wants to know, Greg, it was a running gag on Chick's podcast for a while for everyone to say F you, Greg Warren. Did that ever hurt your feelings or did you find it hilarious?
How do you think it made me feel, man?
If
you turn on one of your best buddies' podcasts, like I do all the time, and you heard F Spangle, how's that going to make you feel? Don't touch, no touching. How would that make you feel?
Defeated.
Yeah. And then you got people online, F Greg Warren, F Greg Warren.
Man, I know how you feel.
Ha ha ha.
I had this guy online once who said that I didn't know foods from other foods. I know what you're going through.
Is that Chris? That guy's a genius. That guy is awesome, man.
Wait,
I heard he's getting his own TV show just talking about
Chris.
Yeah, it's Chris, man. Chris takes on Josh Arnold. That's the name of the show. I can't wait to see it, man.
F you, Greg.
What?
I don't want to alarm you, but we have a copycat.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm. Josh thinks shells and cheese are macaroni.
Now wait a minute. I never said that.
That guy, as much shells as cheese as you've eaten, and you don't even know that it's not macaroni, it's shells and cheese.
Oh, man, somebody came in once, and I was eating shells and cheese, and they said, what do you have? And I said, macaroni and cheese. And they went, that's not macaroni, technically.
It's not.
And I said, I know, but you know what I meant.
Man, these guys got you pegged. These guys got you nailed, man.
I thought we were friends, Greg. I don't know why you're
We are friends, man. I'm on your show. Your listeners are...
These monsters.
They're hilarious, man.
Ugh.
Oh, what question is this that's bumming you out?
No, I just found out that Chris got his own Netflix special.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Chris.
When you two go out...
Tom's thinking about having him as a guest host next week.
What are you
week.
Talking about?
Yeah, yeah, because one of the guys, I guess, on the shows is going to be out for some reason. I'm not sure who it is, but it's not Chick or Christy. I know that.
Okay. I don't know how this happened, but Chris is back.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I just got a text here. It is from Tom.
What's it say?
It says there's a guest host next week because one of the current co-hosts is not cutting the mustard, or as Josh would call it, ketchup.
Oh,
man, this guy Chris has got your number.
I never would call mustard ketchup.
You would. If Chris says you would.
His name is literally Chris Savage.
Yeah, I'll say.
And he's back.
Back.
Somehow.
I thought you banned him.
Arnold thinks poutine is salad.
That's true, though. You know that. That's true.
Yeah, poutine. Isn't poutine salad?
It's a fry salad.
Yeah, it's just for salad, isn't it?
So we've established that Chick is hurtful.
I mean, he's still one of my best buddies.
He bought us lunch today. Oh, did you buy it? You bought lunch.
I bought lunch.
Oh, hey, thanks for lunch, by the way.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is...
Yeah.
Josh thinks Easter...
We had omelets, or is Josh like to call it egg salad.
I never said
that. That wasn't as good as Chris's jokes, but I mean, it was pretty good.
All right, Erica wants to know, when you two go out, you two single bachelors, which one of you is the wingman?
Neither.
Well, I mean, usually we're at an O'Charley's or a Red Lobster. And so you don't really have a wingman.
That's,
I mean,
so
Josh
silly.
Orders wings a lot of times, but other than that, yeah.
Jimmy leads me.
Best wingman in the business. He ate 70 yesterday.
Yeah, I did. No, I do think you're an awful wingman.
What?
I do. Because you'll throw your buddies under the bus.
That
so
is
quick
not true, man. When have the two of us ever talked to girls?
No. Well, here's the thing. We haven't, because I haven't allowed it. Because what'll happen, he and I have walked into a restaurant before, and the hostess will be, how many? And I'll go, two, please. And then Greg, why would you say it like, two, please? Who are you trying to impress? And this girl's looking at me like I'm insane. What are you doing?
I think maybe I've done that.
Rewind this.
Now that I think of it, yeah, I've done. Yeah.
30 minutes of abuse.
I think I have. I think maybe I have done something like that.
Yeah, no, when we go out, we're usually, yeah, we're not talking to girls. What a shame. Yeah. What are we doing?
It's getting really sad.
Just out there enjoying your Cheddar Bay bread.
Oh, the Cheddar Bay biscuits are good.
Where do you vacation most summers?
Cheddar Bay. I bought a house there. Yeah, I've got some property on Cheddar Bay. And,
beautiful.
Sunk many a rowboat.
Yeah.
Out there.
Vic wants to know, which deceased comedian would Josh and Greg like to open for?
Robert Schimmel.
Ooh, that's a good one. Probably Mitch Hedberg.
Good question.
Yeah. Bob Newhart, maybe.
No, he's still with us.
What?
Bob Newhart's still alive.
Well, I've been sending letters saying I want to open for him, and I get these messages saying that saying this is the estate of Bob Newhart, and I'm dead.
I don't mean to break this to you. They might just be telling you that because he doesn't want you to open for him.
But why wouldn't he want me to open for him? You've seen that I'm funny, right?
I mean, you're funny. You're not opening for Bob Newhart funny, but you're funny.
Okay. Didn't have to say that on the show.
Thanks a lot, Vic, for that question.
Man, please, Chris, ask something.
When was the last time either of you sharted?
Did I ask that question?
Yeah, no. Josh. How was Josh asking questions to Josh?
No, it was Walter. Walter wants to know.
Well, Walter, I'm not going to answer that. Josh would be happy to.
I'll answer that. The last time Greg sharted was 2 weeks ago. He was on the road, and, you know, sometimes they fool you.
Old Bathroom Arnold.
Josh?
What?
When did you shart?
Shart?
Yes.
Ah, jeez. I know what's happened. I don't know when the last time was. Years ago. I know that.
All right.
I don't have a shart diary, though. That's a joke. I have a shart
diary. You have a shart diary.
Adapted one of those
I never know. You know.
Yeah,
you adapted what?
October 89. That was a good one.
I'm sorry I stepped on that, by the way. Dear diary. Well, I'm not asking that one. it's too real. So, final question to each other. I don't have one to ask you, but if you were to ask one another a question, what would your question be? Let's start with Josh Arnold.
Honestly, Greg, you are absolutely one of my best friends, and I really appreciate everything you've ever done for me and all the hanging out. Are you good? Are you happy? Doing well? All right. So appreciate you joining us for the Nooner today. My guest was Greg Warren, and you can see him this weekend. Just outside of Cincinnati at the Liberty Funny Bone. Please go check him out. He's one of the funniest you'll see. And he's got a great family, all ages show Sunday at 3 p.m. at that comedy club. So it's a great chance for families to go to a comedy club together. And the kids can go. They may never have been before. And it really is a lot of fun and a great thing. Also, what is it? Is it GregWarrenComedy.com or GregWarren.com?
It's Greg Warren Comedy.
GregWarrenComedy.com, where you can find out more about him and
thank you, Bailey.
All that good stuff. So, Chris, thanks very much, man.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. A lot of fun. Make sure you get your hat.
Yes, that's why I'm wearing it. It might not be me per se, but you know, it's a great hat, and I want it to be me.
Yeah, you want to be a hat guy.
I want to be a hat guy, and I want to be like a blue collar hat guy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but it's a sweet hat, so. Thanks so much, guys. BobandTomStore.com. Anything else going on with the show, Chris? Frank Caliendo again tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
And Nick Griffin with us tomorrow as well. So it'll be a great show.
Great show.
Thank you.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.